It's tough to quantify how good a punter is, and that's why there are so few of them in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But Lynn Hauser, a longtime sports writer and president of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, says there are a couple of stats to turn to.
Yards per kick. You know, if you see somebody averaging almost 50 yards a kick, that's a weapon. And then you would also look at how many kicks are returned.
New York Giant Steve Weatherford, a Terre Haute native, is seventh in the conference in yards per kick, and only one NFC punter sees more of his kicks get returned. So, based on statistics, is Weatherford the most deserving punter, and should kids in the Vigo County schools be encouraged to vote for him?
I don't believe your question makes sense to me, actually. You've said something that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
That's VCSE Superintendent Danny Tenuse, who's a close personal friend of Weatherford's. He says the vote is more to recognize the punter's many charitable efforts in his hometown. Terre Haute Mayor Duke Bennett says he has already cast his vote for Weatherford and likens the Pro Bowl voting to the Miss America pageant.
If you're a popular person, you can get elected. You may not be the right person, but if you're popular and people back you, then they want you in there. And so in this particular case, I think it more falls along those lines than, you know, who the best player is.
Currently, New Orleans Saints punter Thomas Morstead, who leads the conference at exactly 50 yards per kick, is also the leading vote-getter. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.